This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Despite all the media attention it gets, and yes, mea culpa on this one, Apple is not the only corporate story of this Thursday. Bristol Myers Squibb said today it's going to buy the drug maker Celgene for about $74 billion. The combined enterprise will have 9 products with sales of more than $1 billion a year. That includes some blockbuster cancer drugs as well. So Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains why Big Pharma is betting big on those cancer meds.
The price of new cancer drugs goes up 15 to 20% every year, and most of the time,
there are absolutely no restraints on the prices that can be charged for these drugs.
Rena Conti is a health economist at Boston University. She says there's no competition for most cancer drugs, no cheap generic version. Peter Pitts heads the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest. He says you can't blame the drug companies for going where the money is.
A large public company does not make investments unless they feel that they can have a return.
And Pitts says cancer drugs cost a lot because they're very expensive to develop. Cancer patients with good insurance may not feel the sting of these high drug prices. That's the case for David Mitchell. He has blood cancer and is now being kept alive with expensive infusion drugs.
My drugs cost about $300,000 a year.
Mitchell is 68, so Medicare picks up the tab. Mitchell also heads the nonprofit Patients for Affordable Drugs. He says cancer patients with high deductibles or copays can be on the hook for $15,000 to $18,000 a year, or even more if they're uninsured.
There are patients who are cutting pills in half, they're going without meals, they are going into debt.
Mitchell's blood cancer is incurable. He says patients like him need drug makers to invent new medicines to keep them alive. But he says there needs to be a balance between innovation and affordability. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.